Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Discussions on the tense issues of cyber spying and Beijing's territorial disputes will play out against the backdrop of White House pageantry today as President Obama hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping for a grand state visit. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the leaders discussed climate change during a private dinner Thursday night.
Administration officials say Xi Jinping is poised to announce a blueprint for a Chinese cap-and-trade system for carbon emissions beginning in 2017. The plan covers sectors ranging from power generation to papermaking. We're told the Chinese will also make what's being called a very substantial commitment to aiding poor countries looking to cut their pollution as well.
There's a state dinner tonight. The Environmental Protection Agency plans sweeping changes to the way it tests for diesel emissions after getting duped by clandestine software in Volkswagen cars for 7 years. One official indicated they would add on-road testing to the regimen. Pope Francis has a busy day in New York, including a speech before the UN General Assembly and a mass at Madison Square Garden. He got an enthusiastic welcome to the Big Apple.
A knot of the faithful greeted the Pope as he arrived at New York's JFK Airport, uniformed Catholic schoolchildren waving tiny gold and white Vatican flags, dignitaries in dark suits, priests in black cassocks, purple skullcaps, and red sashes, led by New York's Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Francis greeted the 200 or so welcoming him one by one after he alighted from the plane as the song New York, New York played, barely audible over jet engine noise. Then he boarded a helicopter for the 18-mile hop to Vespers at perhaps the most famous Catholic church in America, the newly renovated St. Patrick's Cathedral. Warren Levinson, New York.
National Weather Service in South Carolina says a likely tornado has ripped siding off homes and down trees in the Charleston area. There are no reports of injuries. This is AP Radio News. The FDA has convened a panel of experts to review the safety of a birth control implant that's been the subject of thousands of complaints.
Panelists say more data is needed on allergic reactions to the device and how to spot signs women are likely to develop long-term problems. The group also says doctors need more training on how to properly place and remove the Assure implant, which can sometimes move, shatter, or puncture parts of the uterus and bowels. There's no timeline for action by the FDA. It's not required to follow the advice of its outside experts.
That's correspondent Violet Ikonomova on the Assure implant. Well, because of sexual assault allegations, Bill Cosby has been stripped of two honorary degrees. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Fordham, based in New York City, pulled the honor it gave to Cosby in 2001. In Milwaukee, Marquette's board did the same for the degree that it bestowed on the comedian 2 years ago.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.